Well, happy Tuesday, guys. It's February, and congratulations to all the brand-new RC promotions that took place. Looking forward to a fantastic February. So today I'm going to have a short and sweet conversation with you guys on this Mojo call about some tools, techniques, and skills that we can use to help advance and grow our business. So over the last, I will say, 2 weeks or so, I've jumped on a couple of Zooms to see people present or to either close out the Zooms. And one of the things I see is a lot of times I see people selling the opportunity, meaning after the presentation, you know, you're still telling people, you know, why you're doing the business, why they should do the business, all the benefits of doing the business. Well, the presentation should have already done that. And so, you know, our business is really simple, and simplicity is your friend. You want to keep it simple. So one of the techniques that you can use to really help grow your business and advance it and get people off the fence is fear of loss. Instead of selling them on how great ACN is, take the opportunity away from them. Use fear of loss. Sometimes people will operate more on what they have to lose as opposed to what they have to gain. There's some people that may think if you're selling and you're pushy, then you know they may not trust it or move. But if you can take it away from them, I've seen a lot of people move because you know what? They don't want to miss out on an opportunity. Now, what is a great fear of loss statement? A great fear of loss statement is this is going to happen with or without the people on this Zoom or with or without the people in this meeting. That is a fear of loss statement. You are letting them know that you don't need them. And, you know, look, you've heard this many times, maybe you haven't, but if people think you need them, you can't lead them. I'll say it again. If people think you need them, you can't lead them. All right? So this may or may not be for you. This is a fear of loss statement. What you're saying is you're not, you know, this may or may not be for you. All right, I don't need you, okay? I'm not trying to sell you on why you need to do it. This may or may not be for you, all right? Here's another fear of loss statement. I'm not looking for everyone to do this, just a handful of people. That is a fear of loss statement because you're not looking for everyone. You're looking for people who are like you. Take the opportunity away from people. Now, one of the things I'll do, if I'm doing a Zoom and I have a large Zoom meeting that I'm doing, and I'm doing a Zoom for an IBO, an existing IBO, one of the things I'll say to move people to action is, look, John, Mary, Sue has put together a list of hundreds of names. And this is the first meeting we've done for him, or the second meeting we've done. And we do something called power building. And what he's going to do, he's going to take three or four people who see this and put them directly to them in this business. But as we do meetings for him in the future, he's going to be placing people underneath of people like you. This is what I'm telling him. Now, look, you don't know these people, will never meet them, may not deserve them, but they're going to be placed underneath of you. Are you okay with that? And a lot of people will say yes. And then I'll ask them, would you rather be in the right place at the right time or smart? And I'll leave it at that. So it's another fear of loss statement. Let them know that, look, people are going to get in, and if you choose to get in, they're going to be people placed underneath you that you don't know that you might benefit from down the road. And so that's a great way to get people off of the fence. So it is a great tool and technique to use in building your business. And sometimes, again, guys, you can't sell. I've seen people just continuously ask questions and ask more questions and answer them and selling, and you can't move people that way. So just you put that in your toolbox to use to help advance your business. Take the opportunity away from them. When they know that you don't need them, when they know that it's no big deal whether they do it or not, that can be attractive to them. That can say to them, okay, this is serious. He doesn't need me. I think I want to do this. Another tool, one of the most underrated tools in our business is the three-way call. It is not used enough. And it's when you or your people put prospects on a call with their upline, sideline, anyone but themselves. so that someone else can explain or share ACN. The purpose of doing the three-way call is to get people in front of the information. Now, look, sometimes it is very difficult for you to get people you know or people who know you very well to take a look at this with an open mind, simply because they are judging who the information is coming from, which is you. A lot of you know what I'm talking about. Sometimes you can be just too close to people, or they're just thinking they're better than you, or whatever it is. So you have to get yourself out of the way sometimes and have someone else speak to or present to your people. The three-way call, guys, is a great equalizer. All right, and here's why. The prospect cannot prejudge the presenter doing the three-way call because they don't know him. All they know is what you say about them. So if you say that he or she is great, then the person doing the three-way call is great. If you say that he or she is an expert, then you're an expert. All right? They know only what they tell, what you tell them about your mentor via edification. So it's very important that sometimes you get yourself out of the way. I'm guilty of this. I find myself sometimes communicating with people that I'm in the same age bracket, maybe the same socioeconomic background, all right? And they're looking at me like blah. But if anytime I get them on the phone with somebody else, it can move them to action. Let me tell you a story. So last year I was recruiting a guy that has, you know, network marketing experience. I've known him for a long time. And he got started in our company. Well, he went to recruit this guy who was in a different company. And what he did was, you know, I said, look, don't try to explain it. I promise you, if you just get me on the phone, because you're new, you don't know anything. If you get me on the phone with this person, I'm going to be able to relate to them, connect with them, all these different things. So he got me on the phone with the guy. He initially he was uncoachable with some of the other people, but this guy he got me on the phone with. I did the three-way call with the guy. He loved it. He got started. Well, actually, let me tell you the real story. After he heard the three-way call and after I did the presentation with him, he pulled me to the side. He called me separately. He said, look, you know, do I really have to work under Otis, who's the guy that recruited him? And I said, yes, you do. He goes, well, you know, I just, you know, we've got some history and I just don't. I said, look, you know, the way we operate is we operate with integrity. You don't necessarily have to work with him. I'm going to be personally working with you, but he's the one that introduced you to the opportunity. So it's only right. So you don't have to worry about, you know, him, you know, working with your people, whatever. I'm here. I'm going to support you. Now, why am I telling you this story? This may have happened to some of you. It may not have happened to you, but people are really funny. But the reason I'm telling you the story is if he tried to present the information to this person, he would have never gotten him in the business because of how he felt about him. Now, he had no idea how this prospect felt. He called me personally and told me that he didn't want to do that because of how he felt about him. And so that's why the three-way call is so important. So because he got him on the phone with someone else and someone else explained the business to him, the guy got in. He put 20 people in the business in 45 days. And that group is still growing. It's getting customers right now. So I just wanted to share with you guys, sometimes you have to get yourself out of the way. I don't care how successful you are. It's just some people are going to see you a certain way, and you've got to use that tool in your toolkit to help advance your business. Another quick example of that, if you think about it, how many of you are married or in a serious relationship? And you ever tell your spouse something and they just didn't listen? I know you know what I'm talking about. They just didn't listen. But as soon as it came on TV or somebody else said it, it was gospel. Same thing. Sometimes we can be too close to people, and we've got to get ourselves out of the way. Now, if you're having trouble getting people on Zooms or getting people to look at the business, that is a clue for you to use three-way calls. And it doesn't have to be with your upline. It could be sideline. It could be anybody else other than you. All right, so don't want to belabor the point, but that's a great tool. Just make sure you use it here moving forward as we're in the beginning of the year 2022. The last tool I want to talk about, and it's not a tool, it's simply a skill, It is the skill of listening. As a recruiter, your job is to be the best recruiter out there for your team. And one of the best things you can do is listen to people. Listen to their wants, their desires, their fears, their strengths, their weaknesses, etc. Listen. Sometimes people like to talk. They want to talk. Over the year of my career in ACN, I've met so many people that I've communicated with or met with, and they've talked and talked and talked, and I didn't say a word. And after we were done, they were like, "It was great talking to you," but I didn't say anything. All right. In fact, I did a Zoom meeting the other day with one of our new IBOs, and he had me on the Zoom with the pastor. So we get on the Zoom. And the first thing the pastor did was he wanted to tell me about who he was and where he was coming from and how, you know, God is the center of his life. And I was like, no problem. I let him talk. And I could see the prospect squirming on the Zoom because, you know, you probably heard us talk about the Zoom being, you know, 15 minutes or whatever it is. But I just let him talk. And so the prospect started texting me. I said, no problem. No worries. Let him talk. So then I would, you know, I'd get into the presentation, and then he would interrupt and want to talk again, and I just let him talk. By the time we were done, it was about an hour and 10 minutes on the Zoom. Okay. And the funny part about it is he said, all right, I'm ready to do it. The guy didn't have a Social Security number. Okay. So that's just a part of the business. That's one of those things. He's working on that. He's going to get it done, and eventually he's going to get in the business. But what I'm saying to you is, the reason why he said, okay, I'm ready to get started, is because we listened. We just let him talk. We let him talk. And everything he said, I just said yes, And then I responded to really what he wanted to hear based on how he heard the opportunity. All right? Let me kind of give you another example. When you're presenting to someone, when someone says, I got to go, it doesn't mean that, you know, you continue to talk and give them other reasons why they should do the business. Stop. Stop immediately. Respect their wishes and let them go. Okay? When you really listen to people, they will tell you how to recruit them. When you're talking to people and you're meeting them on social media and you're finding out about their family, see, here's the deal. You're going to know what buttons to push, what their value system is, what they like, what they don't like. You're going to know how to proceed. And so this skill is probably one of the most important skills that we can have as master recruiters. If you're trying to attract a certain person to your business, if you're trying to attract a college student to your business, if you're trying to attract a business owner to your business, if you're trying to attract a go-getter, someone hungry, and they want to talk, you got to listen. You have to be able to relate to that particular person. And I'm telling you guys, these are just some simple, simple skills that we must master in order to get to the next level. To get to the next level and get the right people in your business, all right, you've got to be able to master these things. So that's my simple message for you today. Again, congrats to all the RCs. Let's have a fantastic week. Good day. God bless. We'll talk to you guys soon.